Hello. Hello, hello, hello. What is this carpentering?
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that anyway. If you could call it that.
What are you doing?
Letter boxing.
Oh.
But the hole's too small.
Oh, dear.
And it was completely different fitting to the old one. So I was going to get one the same as the old one.
And it didn't.
So it made it easy.
Yeah.
It was a bit different as it turned.
Let her box if she wants to box something. Hiya. I'm all right. You? Sorry. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is it outside? Brand newly painted.
Well, I see the doors repainted. I've noticed that varnished.
Doors revarnished. Yeah, I did. The whole of the outside repainted.
The white work.
Yeah.
I will go and have a look. Now, I was too interested in what was happening at the door. Excuse me while I go out and have a look at what's happened outside. Oh, the door's still. Oh, yes. Is this chap who... No. Was this painted by this chap you got hold of?
$195 quid
through
the whole house,
beams
and windows.
That's very good.
Windows. You
think he'll do mine for that?
I thought we'd break it anyway. I thought we'd quite cheap.
I think it's very good. £195. If I could get mine done for £500, I'd be laughing. Well, yes. Yes, yes, well, we're
back.
Are you okay? Yep. We are looking posh, aren't we? Yes. It's a steep compared to ours.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to go another step that wasn't there.
I haven't been able to do the washing because I haven't
been
able to dry it. Hello,
lazy. It's lazy bones.
I haven't been able to dry the washing because I haven't been able to
dry it. Oh, that's
alright. This is lovely.
Oh, that's good, doesn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't look nice yet.
No, no.
Yeah, I think that's
a good colour. That's a good colour, isn't it?
Nice and bright, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is lovely.
Very bright.
I can't get down.
Austrian blind.
Come on.
Making some extreme blinds for
something,
I have. See colour against it. I'm hoping
she's remaking
these, so if I
put the colour in here.
Oh,
lovely.
Yes, they're lovely. Aren't they nice?
Yes.
They're lovely, those.
I've got Grandma's old sewing machine, which was like ours, but it worked.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't work.
So oh,
no. Well, I keep meaning to ring up.
We've got it to have ours done.
There's somebody advertises. I think it's either in the Wimborne or the Advertiser.
Anna was going to get hers fixed, and for the price it was going to cost to get it fixed, because there's not anything really wrong with it, it's worth buying a new one.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking, getting for myself at some stage, because I'd like to do the rest of the curtains.
A new one.
Now I've started to see that I am capable.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'll buy one for myself, but I don't want anything that's like mega expensive or highly intricate. I just want like this border bag to make the stitch. I don't need anything else.
Well, there is a chap advertising. I'm sure it's the Advertiser or the Wimborne Journal who obviously freelances from home and mending sewing machines any makes.
So. Yeah,
yes, you've done a good job there.
Yeah, I love this car, I fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's a lovely colour, it's very bright in here.
We did at the Anna Glipton, it looked nice just white, but we thought, nope.
It's painted on, is it?
Yeah, painted over.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's like double the work, but it's
not right. No, it's
The other thing is that if it does get mould, you can just get the paint out and go back over it.
No, it looks very
it's
good.
It's totally different, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes.
It's much nicer. Yes. My ducks never seem to match. I bought this especially.
Well, there you are. You see, everything is there.
You better
mind out, Felix, or they'll paint you to match.
I don't think that's Felix.
It's Charlie, is it?
Yeah, so we want to get like a corner.
Yes, it is
Charlie.
Oh, there's another one there. There's your bobbin there.
You should be able to get like a little sewing machine. Yes. I don't want anything big, but I should be able to get something for about £70, even new. I thought that just goes forwards and backwards. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, that desk would fit in there.
Yeah.
When you come to collect it,
what
are
you? What we're going to do is we're going to decorate the room first before we bring anything else.
Oh, so you're going to leave me with the desk to rent, are you? Charming you are.
You've got a lot more room than that.
No, I haven't. I want to put a table in there.
No,
it's all right. I was just saying to Sarah that where that little desk she uses as a dressing table, as I said, the desk in our will fit in there nicely, she says, yes, but I'm leaving that till we redecorate the room and then I'll bring it over. Because you've got more room than we have.
Tea, please.
Yes, that'll do me fine, thanks. So.
Incidentally,
have you ever been to see Jonathan about the photographs?
No, you know I said he'd run that time.
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah, I did tell him.
Oh, well, no, I don't recall that. Yes. Well, I suppose he's wanting to know whether to destroy the negatives and things, is he? Yes.
Well, the thing is obviously to get them done. Yeah. We've got to get it done. It's like probably things sit down in there. Because we've got yours, we haven't got anybody else's of what they actually want.
Well, I can't afford it now with the new poll tax, or the count, no, the poll tax, isn't it, the next one?
Anthony, do you want to take
2 minutes, 15.26,
but further
good news.
Graham,
yes. Yeah, I think get home and take some of the pressure off. It's probably the elastic on your skirt. Well, that doesn't feel tight. It's probably over the day it's just pulling it, isn't it? That's Charlie's been asleep up in your bed.
Charlie?
I thought it was Felix, but no, it's Charlie.
Actually, they're very much alike, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can see the paws. Come play with me.
Sit down, Graham, I can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have the pliers up, Sarah?
What?
Do you have the pliers up? Upstairs.
Okay, you put them here the other day. So, we're going to try and get the bedroom done now.
Oh,
yes.
Where's
the bathroom?
Actually, I think the bathroom looks like really nice.
It's totally different.
It's super.
Yeah, I see it's super.
Well, the thing is, it's just like by actually going ahead and just totally retiling it and doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, the elegance with painting looks lovely. It's possible to say you can repaint it if it does look
right.
And the Dado just makes it look a bit extra.
I think it's lovely.
Well, it's the same with our place. That paper is, as far as I can see, is jet black underneath.
Which ones?
The paper in our lounge and in the hall, and that where you put that piece to cover it up, it's all black under there. Where it's wearing on the corners of the wall, where you go round and knock, it looks black. So I'm sure it's black underneath, and you just the paper through our house. It actually is black paper, and you paint on it.
Really?
Yes.
You've got wood chip, haven't you, in some places?
It's
in the bedroom we're going to pay for it, and I get to paint.
Yeah.
Because we want something, we don't want to paint the walls, because there's so many, like, bits that roll with the walls, that we want, if we use them on a good job, it won't show them up. And the other thing, out of there, you don't want them on.
Sorry?
Sorry, I'm
talking to the cat. Oh, you're
talking
to the cat,
we're trying to wallpaper, go with our bread spreads and that without being too patterned.
Yeah.
We can't really have two patterns up there. We really couldn't find anything for that. So what we've got, we're going to paint it and a glitter it again.
Yeah.
Then paint it in colour. Get it done that way.
I think you've really lost the mouse upstairs.
He's done it.
Oh, you've done it.
That's what I went out to look at.
Oh, I see. You've had the whole lot and you've been here the last whole
day. So I said £190. I said if you'd do my house for that, I'd be laughing.
I think it's marvellous.
Well, considering he had to repotty all the windows,
I think
it wasn't just like
literally
he had to literally put them all down together.
Mine have got to be repotted as well in places quite a bit. Well, I've had the mower serviced.
Yeah?
It looks come back looking like a brand new mower.
I think
it's
a new one.
No, they didn't. Oh, really cleaned it up. It looks beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's never been serviced since the day we bought it. That must be a good 10 years ago.
It's a blade sharpened, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'd put new blades on, actually. And that was one of the problems. I couldn't tighten them. I didn't have the right equipment because they're awkward to put on because the nuts are on the top of the blade. So you've got to get away and underneath, and I haven't got the socket spanners that would do it. So, well, I haven't got spanners, let alone socket ones that would do it. And,
a bit of lemon juice in your drink.
Yes, please, ma'am. So I told them that they had new blades on, but they wanted tightening up and that. So, yeah. I explained to them that I put car engine oil in, which was partly the reason why I wanted serviced.
Well,
but it was very good. It was £36 for the servicing plus your parts that they. That wasn't £36, I bet.
But that was cheap. I paid in cash and it had everything done. It had brakes, everything,
whole lot. Wish I could get mine done for that.
Well, it was a mechanic that we used.
Running, but then again, if you could, I go to that house and back it,
because
you
might. Well, exactly.
I expect my car to be a bit more.
Of course it is.
15,000 to 20,000 a year, but
you do almost 20,000 a year.
It's not bad actually, Sarah, because I mean when I come home for lunch and things like that, I clock up about 220 to 230, 250 maybe a week just doing that.
If Sarah doesn't use a car much of the rest of the time.
Do you want the odd occasion?
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere else. But there might be an earlier promotion.
Oh, really?
Well, this is the management side.
Well, it'd be a different one to that to start with. What's actually happened is, first of all, Tracy's leaving. She's been promoted to area telesales manager for Talking Pages. So she's going up to Slough. And Michelle is going to that position, and one other girl in the group. The two others that were on management development, one's now leaving because she's like burnt out. She doesn't want to do it anymore. And the other one's going into field, so it's literally just me and this other guy and Misha. But I'm obviously just started. The next time around, it'll just be me again. Diana is good at her work, but she just hasn't got personality.
Yeah.
She's a very aggressive person. Not even like in the right situation. She's like just aggressive all the time, and nobody particularly gets on with her or likes her because of this. And they do say that they don't feel that unless she changed her personality, she probably wouldn't become a manager, because usually it's things that you can change and develop that makes you then be able to become a manager, as you sort of learn. But they said she'd have to actually change her personality for it.
Did she have to change her personality about
it? But, so hopefully Misha will get this next Tracy's position. And obviously, sort of in the meantime, before another position comes up, they are bringing in a telesales account executive, which wasn't going to come in for about a year because they wanted to sort of like trial it. But now they've decided exactly what they want the position to do. It'll probably happen in the next 2 months, and they said for me to go for it for our division.
I'll be in Southampton still. Good.
But it's actually just based within the team. It's a new position that they've actually made within each team, though, within each division, which is like you're dealing with higher accounts, but the different type of accounts as well.
Jolly good.
Oh, very good.
So?
Very good.
It's all looking
Sarah,
good.
Sorry, but can I have some sugar?
Do you want sugar?
Yes, please.
Have you had sugar?
Yes, since you've been in the hospital.
Bad habit.
In fact, I bought... I found in that Kimmer shop when I was looking there, Refill Nutrine. So those.
Well, I like it.
So she'll be able to refill all those two Nutrine packs for you. So that there's one in your purse to take with you, and the one at the bigger one at home.
Oh, like that.
Thank you. Lovely.
Yeah, it's a sweetener. Well, we got the bill from Mr. for your mother's treatment at the hospital. £660.
Is that all?
He's the arthritis man.
The arthritis man, yes.
We haven't got his yet. Well, his will be £1,000 for the operation. Being a major operation, will be the maximum scale.
Very expensive.
Well, when I had my boob done, including consultations, his was about £700.
Mm.
When my face done, the guy was about £500.
Well, Mr. was over £1,000 for the gallbladder operation, but
I never knew you've had it, that one.
But he won't get that now for it, because they've graded them so that if it's keyhole surgery type now, it's a lower figure than.
You're not actually opening up.
That's right. So that was the embarrassment I had to do when we went and saw Mr. I had to say to him, "You charge Bupa rates, do you?" And he said, "Yes, I do," and waved the leaflet at me. He says, "I know all about that." But you've got to now, otherwise you could find yourself let in for £200 or £300 because Bupa won't pay it.
Did you know how much I lost? £8.
Well, yeah. It was more than £8, actually, it was over £8. Over half a stone.
Yeah, not only have you got a bit missing, you
didn't have anything
to eat,
Craig, did you? No, I didn't have anything for 5 days.
5 days on a fluid diet, wasn't it? Most of which was water as well.
So I don't eat very much now, do
well,
I?
No, you don't finish a lot of your meals now. I measured the scar on your mum's tum last night. It's 6.5 inches without allowing for the the wrink, you know, wrinkles in the stomach. So I should think it's a good 7 inches.
Fair?
Yeah.
Big one.
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. when I see him this, if he...
Graham, you can't.
Of course I will.
Oh, honestly, he's so nice. I wish you wouldn't ask him
if
that.
He trained at St. Swithin's.
Honestly.
Well, you remember the film with James Robson Justin, says it, where the chap put a tentative mark
that's
on the stomach and he...
That's Dr. Whitmarsh, isn't it?
That's right. And he berated him for being...
Knife-happy.
And he just went like this with the...
That's the problem I have with Bib, isn't it? My daughter started to work the day I went in. She's pre-warned me, and I said to him, "No big cuts, please." And she said to him, when I got out, she said, "Oh, was your knife happy? It usually is." I said, "Yes, though."
Oh, dear.
She watched an interesting programme the other night on QED. It was to do with people who have hair, lips and cleft palates. And apparently, you know, they put them right as when you're very young now, but they have found that in a lot of cases that the bone stops growing, so therefore when you're in your late teens, 20s, maturing, your bottom jaw is growing out from the rest of your jawbone. So they had this girl which they showed where they had to break all the bone up under here and rewire it and pull the whole... Sorry? On QED, yeah. But of course this chap has been doing this research in Bangladesh, wasn't it, I think? But, you know, some of the cleft palates you saw, they were... You could imagine why people hid themselves away. And this chap, I mean, he was... It was almost sickening to look at. And this three surgeons go out from here and they do all their research on the various people, and they operate from 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning non-stop, using three theatres, each doing a 45-minute one, and another one takes... And this chap, and they showed him drawing on his lips when he was in his size where he thought he'd cut and things like this, and then they showed him a chap the next day. And he was completely different. He could walk down the street without people looking and staring at him. Well, that's amazing what they can do now. But they're saying that, well, apart from, I think what they're really saying is that it's better to wait till you're older and do it then, because the thing stops growing.
Somebody's enjoying it.
I haven't got a vice.
Well, if I'd known, I'd have brought you a clamp over for you to.
You got that,
yeah,
that was only good.
Yeah, well, that was
good.
It
wouldn't really hold it tight enough.
Because I've got the ones that Budgie had like that.
Yeah.
we were going to have Gertrude this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. No, the other way around. We were going to go there for tea.
No, they didn't.
She asked if we'd go over there for tea this afternoon. I said, no,
well,
we're
I
going to
we
Sarah.
Were going to Sarah's
then. And I said, we're coming to Sarah's. So she sends you her love.
Good.
That
sounded bad.
I don't know.
Karen's
due back next month. Karen's due back next month.
Yeah?
Yes, I didn't realise that, but she's got to come back for an exam or something, wasn't it, Gertrude said in March. I didn't think she was coming back till July when the term finished, but she's coming back, I'm sure Gertrude said March.
I think it is March.
Because she hasn't applied for a green card to work, because there's no point because she's not going to be there long enough to do it.
It can take so long to get them as well. She's better looking for a job, and when she gets given the job, getting it
there. Yeah.
Well, I think there's no difficulty over that in the area they are and the hospital they're at.
Mm. What's he doing?
Well, he's at this. He's got the scholarship to this university to do it an advanced degree in what is it, wood isn't it? Is this what he's into? He's into timbers, isn't he?
Is he?
No idea.
Well, I think treatments and preservation of the rainforest and all this sort of thing, I imagine. Is that Mark? You can go in there and smile, can you now? You've cleared the account. Yes, I know. Mine aren't going to be any problem.
Anthony hasn't been to the dentist for about 6 years. Yeah. Anthony's also got a temporary cap on one of his front teeth. He's had for about 12 years.
Good grief. Yeah, when I was about 12, I broke the front of my tooth off in a hijack on a concrete floor. I had temporary cap on there, and he lasted 6 months and came on.
Oh, dear.
So I've got another one on. It's been on since then.
Good
12 years. No, he's supposed to be some 6 months in cap.
Well, even a permanent cap probably wouldn't last that long under normal circumstances.
I've actually got very strong teeth, very nice teeth.
Because when Deborah got married, remember when she got married, the crown came off mine, and I swallowed it.
I don't dislike going to dentists, but I'm terrible with dentist hairdressers and all these things. Don't work quite hard. I've never really.
You would just stay around the corner from where you work, though, isn't it? Go for a quick.
I can't find an end.
see, he'd forgotten.
You going out tonight?
No.
Still haven't met your friend opposite Laura.
No.
Met her father.
Dark hair. Very
yes,
dry.
Yes.
Very, very, very dark hair.
That's right.
Very
supply,
gollywoggy hair.
Mm.
French one.
Oh, yes, you were over there the other lunchtime as we reversed out the drive. Spoke to him.
I
wish
I remember him.
Is it
all right? His mum was very, sort of quite lean, and he was really strict.
Really?
Laura didn't leave home. She bought a house with Mark about
I wouldn't mind another one if there is one, not to worry otherwise. But Jim, the chap who lives next door, and came over the other night to collect a pound from me as my contribution to the sign on the lamppost saying that this is a watch, neighbourhood watch area now. And I said to him, I said, you've got new neighbours? And he said, yes. He said, the place looks a little beautiful inside.
I wish ours did.
No.
Ours is terrible.
Had everything done in the house before they moved in.
That's the ideal thing, is to be able to get a place before
well,
you
leave. Well, that's pretty good.
Pretty letters, nice. Sarah.
Look at that.
Well done. Much better.
Well, that's doubled the value of the house for a start
of
now.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's you. Oh, hello. You little cunny.
Haven't you got
Does
a home?
Does he still live at home?
Yeah.
Well, he can't get in and out their place, can he?
No.
Hello. A lot, isn't it?
Actually, they're.
Sorry, Liz McColgan's just knocked 10 seconds off the world record.
Yeah?
That's
their,
a lot.
Their telephone is much louder than ours.
Yeah, but it's not the same as yours now.
It's not?
No, because our one, like yours, is broken.
But ours builds up, it starts soft and then gets louder, and the longer you leave it, the louder and louder it gets.
It's going high anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't understand ours.
Does your phone you have in the bedroom ring as well?
Yes.
Well, I've turned the one in the bedroom off for the moment because if in the daytime, if your mum's up resting, then it's not disturbing her. Although we've been using the bottom bedroom, really.
Although Colin rang last night, I didn't even know he'd been.
No. Well, if the phone's next to me, you pick it up fairly quickly after it gives its first beep, don't you? So it's
yes.
But I've, as I say, I've got memory banks in for your number and Gertrude's number and the three numbers that reach me when I'm not at home and things like that. So, and Amber and Frieda. So all your mum has to do is press the MR and the appropriate number.
That's all I have.
The danger number is 5.
Yes.
Because that's Lindsay. No, she wouldn't be appreciating getting
wrong. That's a good idea to actually program that one in there.
I only did it because it's such a long number to put in all the time. I didn't put Debbie's in because we don't ring New Zealand as much as we ring Hong Kong. But I've thought of it as being a dangerous number, but oh, there it is.
Yeah.
They did these because they've got a display on them.
Yes.
You can put the name in.
Ah.
So, say I want to insert it at work. I'll put the first letter of it, it's S. It'll search it and it'll say Sarah Work.
Oh, I see.
And then the phone number. Then we've got to just press send and it'll ring it.
Ah.
And then if I want to ring home, so I'll press. That just brings up the.
Oh.
So press that one. It says Aunt Home. If I just press send.
Yeah.
And it rings it.
Yeah. That's off your car, is it?
Yeah, this is their car.
Car.
That's all it is.
Yes,
that's
the.
Then you just.
Vodafone or whatever it is.
Charge the battery up.
Ah.
They got one for the car, you put it in a cigarette lighter.
Yes.
The phone, that's yes. Great, doesn't it? They're a little expensive. Very expensive to use, isn't it?
What are they?
Yeah, cell net phones. Yeah. Yeah.
It's £25 a month, line rental.
Yes.
Oh, it depends. I don't think we've actually got £25 a month on this sort of thing. That's what normally is. And it's 25p or 35p a minute.
Yes.
So it's quite expensive.
Well, I know with Arnold and Anthony's, Arnold's not so bad because he uses his quite a bit. But the tendency with Anthony is when the bill comes in each month, that the rental is double what the usage is most of the time.
We try and design as little as possible, but still we've got a great bill. So it's about £100 a month.
It's all behind you.
Well, I switched my office phone over. Well, they actually wrote to me, but I switched mine over to this discount if you do more than £100 worth a quarter.
Is it Mercury?
No, BT. BT.
Was it a regular user's?
Yeah, they've just brought it in.
Pay for the privilege,
haven't
they? Well, no, don't pay for any privilege. It's just that they've just discounted users, but you can't only get it on line one because line two I just use as an incoming call line, or if I'm caught on one and I want to ring out the other at the same time, I can use it.
Doug's got a good system, which is another new one. So it was part of the Star system, but he's got two lines on one phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you only need a normal phone.
Mm.
As long as it's got those R buttons on.
Oh, yes.
Now, if the phone rings and he picks up and he's talking to someone on the phone, if someone else tries to ring, it won't be engaged. They'll get a voice saying, the caller is on another call at the moment, please hold the line. And you'll hear up three beeps. If you press the R, it'll hold what the conversation you're on.
You can
speak to the other people, and then switch back or hang up, and then the phone will ring, and you get the other person picking up. It's quite clever.
But it could be annoying to the person holding on. Because you've been answered, so you start clocking up, don't you, at that point?
We've got a call barring system as well on our phone. So you can tap on a code.
Yes.
And the phone will be useless. It won't be able to ring out on it.
Yeah.
Or you can have to tap another code and only make local calls.
and another Kurdish man made national cause in this country, and another fellow didn't use the phone anyway, you know, a word of one.
Travellers with this quarter, with this discount, have probably not going to get to £100 at the office because I've been using it at home so much. But I now get an itemised bill from Telecom, so I'll be able to recharge on the basis of what's been charged.
So when I am sat at home phoning the dirty phone numbers?
That was right.
You can find out.
Well, I only did it out of curiosity, basically, to see how much one spent in calls with, like, Lindsay in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's almost...
Mind you, they split that up,
50% of your phone bill on most occasions.
And yeah, when use your calls we make...
A normal phone bill will split up the international and
the
national
calls. Yeah, well, it only gives you units used, so it doesn't tell you the number it went to. And this does, you see, you get it with the number. It's quite interesting that where you think you've rung, say, Frieda or Amber in the evening, and you've had quite a lengthy conversation, mentally you think that,
yeah,
and when the bill comes and you find it was only 86p or something like that.
Effectively more like 3 quid.
Yes, that's just right.
And do you know now, from Bournemouth,
Anthony, there's some on the...
Frequently used trunk calls are not, for example, if you phone London from Bournemouth, it's not the same band as if you phoned Bryson from Bournemouth.
That's right. There because are numbers, there are areas now, aren't there?
London, Bristol, Yeovil, where else was it? I was looking. But not from, they don't do it from Bamford, for example. Mm. That's not the same.
Change. Right.
It must be this new digital exchange. It must be.
I was interested too that got the new phone books at work, and they got all the Mercury numbers in as well.
Ours has got a mobile number as well.
Has it?
Yeah. It doesn't cost any more.
No.
It should have a Mercury number thing, because all they actually do is rent a BT line. And
yes, I know. Yes. Mm.
So.
But they cheaper to use, aren't they?
Not for local calls,
cost a bloody fortune. Local
calls
about
3-4
times as expensive,
but...
Local calls are a fortune,
that's
pretty
cheap.
Just don't have a BT line.
Yes, it's only on trunk calls that you really score, isn't it?
In fact, I think in Bournemouth, you can actually make local calls on that thing now. There's no worries.
Do you
have that
to get them?
I think it's all a bit complicated for me.
Well, what used to be simple and straightforward now leaves you with the wondering whether you got the right card in your pocket or something, doesn't it?
Have you ever had phone calls?
Are you going to explain this to them?
No, I will talk later on.
Thank you.
I was watching the ice hockey on here late last night, the Canada versus Czechoslovakia one, and a Canadian guy scored a goal, and the announcer said they'll be celebrating that in his home in Canada if they're watching this, and I bet they are. He's got 7 brothers and 5 sisters.
Can you imagine? I'd like to be their mother.
Yes.
Maureen, I remember when we were about 15, at the last count, she had 49 first cousins.
Really?
Let alone second cousins, but first cousins.
Cousins.
Good grief.
And they all find each other.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine it though. I mean,
if you've only spent a couple of quid, it's £100, isn't it?
Even if you do aunts and uncles and their other halves, you're looking at 48? No, you're looking at 13 each
time,
so that's
22. Must be wonderful. 52
aunts and uncles.
But still, think of the presents you're getting too.
Yeah.
then you ask them for money for Christmas to pay it back off.
Imagine what weddings are like.
Imagine.
Don't be asking, come, the church is full of family.
You'd have thought with a family that big, they wouldn't be like that, the cousins.
I don't think more in each kid in each family would like each kid in every family.
No.
Their actual cousin to cousin, but the aunts and uncles of the family, they would buy each person a present. Yeah. But still a hell of a lot of presents.
Yes, quite. Start buying after the